While every head is bowed, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you so much for him. Thank you so much, Father, that you freely gave us your only begotten Son. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for that name. Thank you for that name that calms not only the sea, Lord, but it calms my heart. Lord, the name Jesus that brings peace to my mind. Lord, the name Jesus that gives peace to every situation I ever face. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for him. And Lord, we do. We just lift him up. We lift you up, Jesus. We're so thankful beyond. We're in awe and fear, Lord God. And yes, we worship and adore you. And Lord, may this just be something to the praise and the glory of your grace. May you be lifted up and magnified. And Lord, may we only decrease. Lord, transparent just to see the beauty and the love that you have for us. Lord, anoint this time. Anoint this place. And you already have because we're here in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every life that is here today. Lord, let us go from here changed. Changed with the love of God. And may it be shed abroad this morning in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise his name. It's amazing the faithfulness of God. And I, again, just adore the Lord for how faithful he is and how he always abides faithful and what he sees for us. And praise God what he sees of his life in us. And praise God for every divine moment that he gives us with him. If you'll open your Bibles today to Luke chapter 23, we're going to speak of a divine moment. One of the most precious moments in the Word of God. And we're going to pick it up here in the story and in that precious moment where Christ Jesus was going the way of the cross. Matter of fact, he had the cross upon him. And he was being led up to the Golgotha, the place of the skull, where he would be crucified that day. And it was on his way to that place where they would plant that cross and nail him to it. And where he would, again, give his life, become and be made sin for us who knew no sin. And thanks be to God, he died for me. But it was on that way, in the 26th verse, that there was an appointment with a man. And it says there, and as they led Jesus away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. So Jesus was so beaten at this time, he was so weak, that there was a man that God had appointed a time for that was going to have so much meaning to his life and so much meaning to ours today, that God had called, that I've got an appointment for you to fellowship in the sufferings with Jesus Christ. Now Simon, as we read here, was just minding his own business. Most likely, he was making his way into Jerusalem. It said he was coming out, going into the city, and Jesus was in, going out. And the reason that we think that Simon was going into that city is it was Passover time, and most good Jews of that day, they went to Jerusalem for that time. But it says here that these Roman soldiers, they laid hold of Simon. That means they literally forced him. It wasn't anything by choice. They made him do this. They made him bear the cross behind Jesus. And oh my, what an appointment, so unexpected, that this precious Simon had with God. And I really want you to note that Simon was completely surprised here. He wasn't expecting this. He was headed the opposite way of the Lord. And it really struck me again, but God. See, God had a plan. And matter of fact, that's every life that's sitting here today. And how many times over and over God does that, but God, when we want to go the opposite way of God. But he stops us in our tracks. And thanks be to God, I'll tell you what, in our story as well too, we were not after him. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 53, verse 6, it says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the sin of us all. So right there, we know it's grace. We know but for the grace of God, brothers and sisters, we would have never found Jesus. And matter of fact, it was Jesus that found us. And I thank the Lord how this sweet gospel is so applied to our lives. Next, I want you to see here the soldiers. You know, those Roman soldiers, they didn't mean this as a good thing for Simon. They didn't. Matter of fact, they meant it for evil for Simon. They meant it for a burden, maybe even as an embarrassment. As it says here, this man Simon from Cyrene, he was an African. Maybe it was the color of his skin that they thought that we will take this guy, we will pick on him. I don't know. But once again, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Did you hear that? See, man may mean it for evil, but God meant it for good. And I pray that we would really embrace every little point and detail of this ministry that's going out here today of the love of Christ. See, man might think that they're oppressing you, but God has got a plan for you. Amen. Man may think that they're applying hurt to you, but God is privileging you to suffer together with him. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, I thank the Lord. He's showing me this so mightily this past year. You know, man devises a lot of things. They get together and they think they're so smart. But remember, man's wisdom is foolishness to God. And know this, brothers and sisters, they may be devising in secret, but God knows exactly what's in their heart. And I thank the Lord so sweetly here that in this precious man's life, God had a special appointment with him. Man may have been of thinking that they were going to embarrass him, to discourage him, to put some type of a burden on him, but there was a manifold reward awaiting him. And I want you to see just what happened to Simon next. See, we know that something forever changed that day for Simon. There are many things that change for different ones. As we know the story of the cross, the disciples were discouraged. We know that the women that loved the Lord so much, they saw him and were very sad and in unbelief in a sense. They didn't know if he was going to rise again, even though he told them. But there were some things that were of great benefit as well too that happened that day. You know, Jesus Christ, it says when he was nailed to that cross, there were two thieves on each side of him. There was one on one side and one on the other. And I love that depiction of our life with Christ and everybody's life with Christ. See, there were only two thieves. And in those two thieves that were on each side of him, there was one thief that believed and said, "Lord, remember me." And there was one thief that didn't believe. You notice there wasn't a third thief that was the indifferent one. It doesn't happen that way because you can't be indifferent. You can't say, "Well, I'll make up my mind later." It's not going to work that way. You will never be neutral with God. You'll either accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you'll say, "Lord, I do believe. I bend my knee. I am thankful to the Father God that he has freely given his Son, and I believe that he gave him to die on the cross for me." The alternative of that is to remain in death, to reject him, and that is exactly what happened to the other thief. But that day, praise be to God, there was one thief that believed. There were many Roman soldiers that day too, and they did spit on him, and they did beat him, and they did mock him. But there was one that professed as he walked by the cross. He said, "Surely this man is the Son of God." Praise the Lord. There were two at least that day that gave their heart to Jesus. In spite of all of that that was going on, praise God for the grace of God that continued to pour forth. Thank the Lord for his precious words. "Oh, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." But see, there was even, I believe the Bible tells us, a greater blessing for Simon. He got even more. He was given the privilege to bear the cross, suffering together with Jesus. You know, I often wondered what maybe the Lord ministered to Simon that day. You know, a lot of people would say, oh, he was in such suffering and he had his mind on this. Let me tell you something. He had his mind on Simon too. Oh, there was joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory that was going on. And I do wonder what was said to that man, because something really changed for that precious, precious man that day. I got to thinking about my dad. As I've mentioned many times, my dad grew up as a little Catholic boy. And God had an appointment for him too. And even as a little guy, God had an appointment for him. And Dad didn't even realize what it was for. Just like Simon, he didn't realize what this appointment really was going to do for his life. And there my dad was. He grew up in this neighborhood. And the only church that was by him was the Holy Roller Church. Yeah. And his appointment was, he thought it was very entertaining for him to go up into the rafters and hide up there to watch the Holy Roller Church have their services. And he would sit there and he'd see them dance and sing, and they had tambourines, and they would just sing and sing, and they'd sing all night. And Dad would sit there with his friend and never really realized he was there. He thought it was for entertainment, but things started to move in his life. And the one thing he always would say, he said, son, I know that those people were happy. We were so sad. They were just as poor or poorer than me, and we didn't have anything. But yet in our home, there was no hope. In our home, there was no joy. In the services that I went to with my family, there was no singing or rejoicing. There were just words that were said and spoken, but it was just in and out every Sunday. Whereas I saw something happening in lives with those people that had nothing, those people that were rejected by men, those people that were discriminated against like nobody else. And my dad saw, but God. He was ministering to them, to him, but God. And it wasn't just for an appointment about, oh, I guess 15, 18 years later to meet my mom. No, it was even more than that. There was an appointment to meet Jesus. There was an appointment that was said to him from a man named Brother Hill. Oh, you want to date my daughter? Well, you seem like a fine guy, but if you don't know Christ as Savior, you're not going anywhere near her. So my dad thought for a minute, well, who does he think he is? But then he bent the knee and he said, Jesus, come into my heart. And thanks be to God, he knew the Savior at that time. But then he said, well, I think I want to marry this lady. And oh, Brother Hill sure loved my dad. And he appreciated him. But he said, you know what? I love my daughter enough. And I even love you more, John. Before you can wed my daughter, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Boy, I'll tell you what, could you imagine being a kid today and your parent going off like that? You be quiet. No, Mom was just still. Because you know what? She knew that her daddy loved her. And she knew that her dad wanted the very best for her life, for eternity, but also the best marriage that there could ever be. That these two that would be wed would be equally yoked together. That they would be in the love of Christ in their home. And I can testify to you, I've never to this day seen two people so in love as my mom and dad were in love in our home. But that was because of Jesus. But you know what? There was even more than that. Just like we're going to get to in just a moment for old Simon. There was a message that God had intended that all started back, I really do believe, up in the rafter of a Holy Roller Church that witnessed to him that said, those people are happy. But there was a message that was going to come to my daddy. And it was, John, there is a joy unspeakable and full of glory message that I have for you. It's not just happy. It's I want you to marry my son Jesus. Now the rest of the story. Let's turn on over to Acts chapter 11. Now this is some 11 years. Think of this. This is 11 years after Simon was given that wonderful appointment to meet Jesus as he was going out of that city and Simon was coming in and they forced him to bear the cross. Do you think you could maybe praise the Lord today and say, Lord, I'm so thankful that they forced me to do that because I know that you meant it for my good. Listen to how good it is. In that 11th chapter, 19th verse, it says, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene. See, remember that where he was from, Cyrene? Which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Now turn over to chapter 13, verse 1. And as that brother used to say, and the rest of the story. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. These were prophets and teachers. Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. So I want you to think about here for a minute. Here mentioned are the prophets and the teachers of Antioch. If you know about Antioch, it was the place that they were first called Christians. And I want you to think and to look at whose name was mentioned here, Barnabas. Barnabas, if you know the word of God, was a man full of the Holy Ghost. He would go on later with Paul and preach the word of God and preach the Pauline message. And yet, I also want you to look at this man. His name was Simeon. They called him Niger. That word Niger means black. And the name Simeon is the same name Simon. It's just a different pronunciation from the Greek to the Hebrew. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. This Simon here is the same Simon that we just read about, I do believe, that was so given to bear the cross with Jesus. The one who met Jesus on the way to the cross. And think of this 11 years later. Now as a faithful follower, a prophet, a teacher, dwelling amongst the Spirit-filled believers with Paul and Barnabas. Now I would say that was a divine appointment when he was going into the city there, didn't they? I want you to really get a visual for your life about the appointments that God has with you. I really need to take a visual and an encouragement and testimony in my heart that, son, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And that's a vital thing, brothers and sisters. That is an absolute necessity for us truly to be a full overcomer in Christ. To thank the Lord in all things and for all things. And to give him all the joy and thanksgiving of my heart, no matter what furnace there may be awaiting for me. See, only the grace of God causes us to be joined in the sufferings in Christ. It is true. See, God in ages past, he knew this appointment was coming. He divinely had that moment of time that Simon would be walking into Jerusalem and Jesus would be coming out to be crucified. Every one of us, every single one of us has had that moment, brothers and sisters. Every single one of us understand, praise be to God, there is no excuse. Jesus died for me. And what an absolute revelation it was. And I'm thankful that I do know that. But I'm telling you, you may be here the first time. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe, just as Simon here, for your life, you met Jesus today. And you sure did meet him today. And he's offering you the same thing, the priceless eternal privilege that Jesus Christ is offering. Take up the cross and follow me. Amen. What do you have that's more important? What do you think in your life has more value than going on with Christ? There isn't anything. And I'm glad you're silent. I'm thankful for the things the Lord has allowed me to experience in my life and do in my life, all of the opportunities that he gives. But I always want that to just be an after effect of going on with the Lord. Amen. See, to not be distracted and not be entangled in the cares of this life. You entangle yourself into them, they'll rob from you. They'll take time away from you and Jesus. They'll take time away that is the time for eternity. Now, I want us to go to this final thought today of the mother load that was waiting. And I believe this will even be an exceptional blessing today to the moms and dads who just dedicated their babies to Jesus. Go on over to Mark. And if you go over to Mark in chapter 15, verse 21, it says the same thing of this story, but a little different way. And they compel one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. So again, once again, it's speaking of this event and of this moment of Simon bearing this cross with Jesus. But now it mentions his two sons by name, Rufus and Alexander. And I want you to know this, that the one who is writing this, this brother Mark, happens to be the nephew of Barnabas. So there is a lot of relationship here. There's a lot of knowledge amongst the people. But he's writing this as, again, the nephew of Barnabas. And he's writing this to the Roman Gentiles, which will mean something to you in just a moment. But the way that he mentions Rufus and Alexander by name, these people that he's writing to, they must be familiar with these men. They must be familiar with the sons of Simon. They must know that the sons of Simon are men of faith, that they love the Lord, that they've been called of God. Hallelujah. And I have to tell you this. Do you know what God sees in your life? Do you know what God sees for your life? By the grace of God, every moment, every one of these moments where you have passed and crossed, in a sense, that wonderful love of Jesus, what he's meant for you, and then the blessing that comes forth as we yield to God. You think about that again. Here was Simon all of those years ago. He was just on his way, minding his own business. But God had a plan. And God had him to yield to that plan. God had him to become someone that would stand for the truth, that would teach the word of God, that would know the word of God. And how that blessing poured forth upon his children. How that blessing, praise God, came unto his own line, that they would be mentioned in the word of God. These men love Jesus. Receive them as they go in. Now, let's go on about this last one, Rufus, that was mentioned so sweetly here. If you go over to Romans chapter 16, and this will wrap this thought up. The benefits of going on with God. The benefit of suffering together with Christ Jesus. In Romans 16, 13, Paul says, salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Do you see all the glory all over this plan? Do you see how beautiful this is? See, not only did this Simon, by the grace of God, get into the wonderful fellowship with a Barnabas, now we have even Rufus, his son, and I believe this is absolutely his son, being mentioned, praise God, by Paul, being recommended by Paul. Now, we had these parents standing up here today and dedicating their children. Do you think that that was just a walkthrough? Do you think that that was just something that is just made for a moment in time? Or do you think by the grace of God, Lord, let this be a monumental moment in time? Let this be that time, Lord, that I lift up my hand to you and I say, Jesus, by the grace of God, I will follow you. And you think about again, what happened here? Rufus became a follower of Paul. It says here he was chosen in the Lord. He was recommended by the one who said, follow me as I follow Christ. And then it even went on to mention Simon's wife. Paul refers to her as his own mother. What a transformation that made in a family. Do you want to do something for your family today? Do you want to give something to your kids? I'm telling you, I know a lot of the families here. I mean, you send them to the best schools. You sacrifice just like I did. We got to get little Joey and Susie to soccer practice in this and over and over and over. What are we doing for them, for the everlasting, for the things of God? What am I sowing in my life? It's not just dropping them off for Sunday school, even though that's vital. But it's sowing that word in our life. It's finally coming to the point of saying, you know what? I'll quit going my way. My way apart from God. My way going the exact opposite way of God. And God, by his grace, continues to meet me over and over and over again. Because he loves you. Because he so loved, he gave his son for you. And praise God, when we're his child, he continues over and over, just like he's doing right now. What will you do with me today? Will this just be another crossing moment? Or will it be the moment, by the grace of God, you'll take that wonderful cross with me, that you'll fellowship with me, that you'll walk with me? This transformation, this blood, praise God, that I poured out for your home, this grace and this blessing, hallelujah, as it says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. Listen to what a double blessing and a double portion that we have with the Lord in the testimony of Simon. He went with God that way, that day. And not only did his sons grow up and didn't depart from it, every proof here is that his sons went in and went on to follow Paul as he followed Christ. This was a double portion. This wasn't just, well, I'm going to just know Christ. This is, no, I'm going to know Christ as my bridegroom. And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I pray that and I believe that for my children. And I'm going to tell you today, by the grace of God, that promise is upon their life. I'm looking at the parents out here today. Isn't it wonderful? That promise, by the grace of God, is upon your baby's lives. Isn't it awesome? Continue by the grace of God to go after those deep things. Don't be discouraged. Don't let it just be another passing day. By the grace of God, make this the day. This the day that I quit just passing by. But Lord, this is the appointment day that I see the beauty of the fellowship of the suffering of Christ. I see the beauty of the transformation that this can be in the blessing, the promise to my life. As Simon, as we know, he went on to learn the scriptures. Listen to that. He went on to teach the scriptures. He went on studying to show himself approved in the scriptures. I want to press upon you today. You need to know the Word of God. You need to know the Word. You need to ask the Lord today, by His grace, Lord, let me desire to know the Word. Let me desire to read the Word. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the Word of God. How is my life going to change? How is this little circle that I seem to keep running around in as a Christian, how is that ever really going to be broken? Lord, let me love the Word of God. He has to give you that, but He wants to give you that. All He's doing is saying, ask me. Will you be sincere and ask me today? Lord, let me love the Word of God. I'm thankful again that you're here today, but I'm thankful to God, I've got a passion in my heart to tell you, You need to fall in love with his love to you. You need to fall in love with Jesus, or you're going to miss the very best that he has for you. And the only way that that falling in love is going to happen is you're going to love to hear the word of God. I know this is quickening you because I know the power of his might. I know the love of God. He made you for one thing, to be the praise of the glory of his grace. He made you not again. He didn't make any man to go to hell. Matter of fact, hell he made for those angels that disobeyed. He didn't even intend for it, for one person to even attend there. But he knew that there would be ones that would not believe. Now, by the grace of God, I'm praying today, you got that taken care of. But now there's so much more. Just like Simon testifies of. It wasn't just a passing. It wasn't just, yes, I see that you died on that cross for me, and that's wonderful, and that's what I'm going to take, is just that little morsel, and I'm going to go home, and that's it for me. No, he said, oh, my goodness. I see that joy that was set before him. That's what I think Simon really saw. He saw not just the suffering. He heard the praises of Jesus. He heard the thanksgiving, I'm confident, to the Father as he walked along. He saw the smile. He would look at him and he'd say, oh my goodness, this man loves me. This one loves me. He sees that love. He entered into that fellowship with him. And that was the transformation. That's where it caught him. And he didn't just go into the city anymore. No, he turned around. He took up that cross. And he went on. And it wasn't just for a day. It was by the grace of God for his life. And oh my, his children, his wife. You talk about a change in a home. Can you imagine the fellowship? Oh, I thank the Lord. I'm thankful today. I have to tell you, my mom's back there. I'm so thankful for the fellowship I have with my mother. I'm so thankful that that is my cherubim friend, my mom. That is my yoke fellow in Christ. That's my bridal company fellowship that I have with her. And you know why? Because she took up that cross. And she said, my baby's going to know the truth. And my baby's going to hear the word. And my baby is going to hear the word. And I've told you, as I sat at that table and she read that word to me, there were times I'd put my fingers in my ears. You know, in high school, you got to do that. You got to kick up against the truth. And I'd sit there and she'd sit there and I'd put my fingers in my ears. Mom, I don't want to hear this today. And she would just keep on reading. And I'd look up and I'd think, okay, this time I got her to stop. And there she was. Her countenance never changed. Her confidence was in God. And here her baby is preaching the word of God to you today. And I'm going to tell you something. It was 11 years ago to this very day, March 27th, that Jesus called me to be your pastor. And that's all because of the grace of God that was with my mama, that she did not deny the fellowship of the suffering of her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask you once again today, my precious brethren, what will you do with him today? I know it's Easter. I know it's Easter. But I'm going to tell you again today, come on down. Come on down. Come on and pray. He's looking for worshipers, ones that draw nigh in fervent love is to kiss him. I ask you, what will you do with him today? Let's bow our heads and pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, you come in. And Lord, I know in Jesus' name you're dealing with us as you always do, because you're faithful and true. And Lord, thank you for the word and the power of the grace of God that you have spoken this morning. And Lord, transform our lives. God, help us to go from him here with a little more love of Jesus in our hearts. We give you the praise and the thanksgiving. We give it all to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise be to God. I'm just going to go ahead.